Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Happy New Year, Lady Bunny. It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
All right. Well, now, I love Lena Horne.
Lena Horne?
I'm kidding. That's not her.
Oh.
Just messing with you like I'm going to be doing all year.
Yay.
Right here.
Something to look forward to. How did you spend your new year?
I was working in Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake City.
At a club. A club called Waikiki, and
white
there were
Kiki?
Some very no. Why it got to be white? Waikiki, like a play on Waikiki in Hawaii.
Is it a Hawaiian themed bar?
Yes, a little bit, and actually, I was interested to see some Pacific Islanders there because I see a lot of them in Vegas and in Salt Lake City. But I don't typically in LA, which is odd. So I have a friend who lives in Hawaii and they said Hawaiians love to gamble and they can't do it there because they would gamble. They just love it.
Really?
Yes.
Where there's no gambling in Hawaii, like there aren't any casinos, there aren't any like...
That was the indication that she gave me. She's from Maryland, but lived there for years. She's an old friend of Kevin Aviant's named Her Royal Highness Sister Face. Anyway, so I went there. It's a very cute club, nice stage. And they did an opening number of, let's have a kiki.
Work.
So that was like cute within their little theme. And then I enjoyed meeting some the new queens. I mean, these are, I used to say they're half my age. Girl, now they're one third my age.
Yeah, the queens are getting younger and younger, girl. You go out to the club and even I'm starting to feel like, ooh, girl. And I'm only 31. So I could only imagine how you must feel, you little crypt keeper.
Oh my God. Little. Well, I'll take the compliment that I got. If I'm little, okay, I can be crypt keeper.
No,
okay.
I said you're liberal, not little.
Oh, liberal. Okay. No, I don't have a liver. But here's how I want to just give you an idea in case y'all just listen to us bullshit and you don't really come out to see us in clubs or we don't come to clubs where you are. So this is a few of the things that I saw on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
There was one very cute Hispanic queen who called herself Ho Chi Minh.
So I guess
the city in China, but like not Ho Chi Minh.
And
it is very cute, but I was calling her Ho Chi Man. And
not to be confused with Gucci Man.
No, not at all. Then there was another queen who did a strip tease, poured a drink of champagne, put a very large syringe into the champagne glass and sucked it up, squirted it into one boob, squirted it out of the other boob with the syringe, like not out of the nipple, but out of like some injection she'd made. Then squirted all that back into the champagne glass and drank it. And I said, ooh, girl. Now, this is what's so funny to me. I mean, look, in San Francisco, they do that. My friend, Miss Glamamore, all that. Like, you know what? When I see blood, party's girl. Over. I don't get down. I don't get down with bodily fluids on
that is
stage
such a roundabout way to get drunk. I'm like, just put it in your mouth, girl. That's just, you just do it, giving yourself more work.
And injuries. But, I mean, injuries, I will say that it was a crowd pleaser. But I'm sure it didn't hurt her. I mean, I did look up there, and part of the light made me think, oh, my God, is that champagne that just came out red? Or is that the lighting? I was kind of like, ooh. Yeah, I mean, I was like, but so here's what I think is funny. She made an announcement, the same queen that did that at the beginning, that said, you know, nobody wants to get grabbed. Consent is sexy. And I was sitting backstage thinking, damn, I would love to be grabbed. Fuck you, bitch. You know, but then she's going to make that announcement, but then she's going to be injecting her titties with champagne and drinking it. I was like, I don't know. Would I rather be grabbed or would I rather see that?
I know. Have you ever been to Hawaii and seen that queen that shoots the ping pong balls out of her pussy?
No, I'm not speaking to my father.
She also puts a goldfish in there, and she shoots a goldfish out of her vagina.
Oh, how do they season the goldfish afterward?
Cocaine.
I'm in.
Have you ever done cocaine off of someone's dick? I have never done cocaine before, but that seems to be a very popular thing. Everyone wants to snort cocaine off of someone's dick. I don't understand the appeal.
Well, imagine it in this framework, and yes, I have. So,
work.
You know, cocaine and sex do go together because they make you go from 1 to 10 right away. Like your tawdriest desires will your will be erased. I mean, not be erased. You will be uninhibited, and you will be, you know, whatever it is you are, a bossy bottom, a bear, a pig, whatever. Stop man only. You know, you will be that. You will be into the role, and you will be, you know, playing it, or just into the not no roles, just some good fucking, like, take you right to the. So it's kind of, but it's also
you love roles, dinner rolls, Hawaiian rolls,
the rolls up under my girdle, because I am a roll what model.
Okay, so the appeal is that it's just because they go hand in hand. It's like a thing.
Well, so also during drug sex, as I don't, even though I don't engage in sex with meth or meth personally, but it's like you kind of get into the sex, but you also get into the drug. Listen, it ain't no different from somebody that likes to get really drunk when they
I don't know. There's a problem with it. I've never done cocaine, so I just wanted to hear from someone who has what the appeal is.
Well, I can give you a deal on some. I don't, if you give me your address.
No, thank you. I pass.
Well, now for some guys, they say that cocaine does not help them get an erection. So it puts you in the mood for wild sex, but not always able to really cut the mustard.
Got it.
Erection wise. But then you can do other things, you know, too. So.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I just read that research paper on snorting huge lines of cocaine off of uncut donkey dicks in Brazil at a bathhouse. No, I never did that.
Imagine if the guy has foreskin and the cocaine gets under the foreskin. I feel like it would like burn.
I'm not concerned with his pleasure or pain.
Because you're a selfish lover.
Yes.
Okay, well, for my New Year's Eve, my New Year's Eve was very, very wholesome. It was myself, my boyfriend Bob, and his boyfriend Jacob, and the four of us played board games, and we, at like 5 to midnight, we put on YouTube and watched a generic countdown, and then we brought in the New Year. It was very, but honestly, I couldn't have been happier. I've spent the last, what, I feel like the last 8 years working, since like 2015, working for New Year's Eve, so I was happy to not do that. Mm-hmm. To just be home and
chill. Yeah, it's a lot of performers don't love to work Halloween and New Year's Eve, like I've noticed over the years. And sometimes they'll ask for higher fees on those things because the audience is very much into their own costume, their mm-hmm. own countdown. And yes, they may enjoy your performance or they may be a mess and not have much attention to it. I've got to say that... you know, while there are valid criticisms of audience made up of mostly, you know, young women who don't know gay subtext and all that kind of stuff, it sure is fun when they are shrieking throughout every number, not just mine, every number at Waikiki in Salt Lake City. So there's a lot of in England, as you know, there's a lot of young women who are drag fans. And I'm going on tour there, guys. So early February. Lady Bunny Unmasked and Unsanitized.
Do you think right now with the state of the world, it's funny to do a show called Unsanitized, Unmasked? Do you think that's cute and that's funny?
Yes, I do. From New York City, the center of the Omicron variant here in New York City. We are leading the way once again.
Omarion. I will tell you, I'm going to book a ticket and I'm going to pick it outside of your shows. And if, bitch, you better hope you don't show up while I'm outside, I'm throwing red paint all over you.
What does that, red paint? Oh, I'll put you up my lips and get a you mean like blush? Oh, girl, thank you, girl. Sister time. Starting off the new year, right? Unmasked and Unsanitized. It's on my Instagram thing. It's a company called Obsessed that is also bringing Trixie and Katya's U.S. tour and Miss Crackers.
They're doing Civil Rivalry.
Tour?
They're doing
Trixie and Katya are doing Civil Rivalry now. Oh, no. Okay. So the Netflix show and the Wow Plus and the thing where they comment on Netflix. Okay, that wasn't enough. Now they're gonna do Ebony and Irony next.
Obsessed is doing me and Bob's Sibling Rivalry tour.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll have one less edible next time before we tape. I said maybe. This is about possibilities. This is a new year. Think of the possibilities. Girl, it's possible that I will lose 50 pounds before this tour.
Impossible.
In February.
Impossible.
Oh, sister, aren't you sweet to support me?
You know, you and I are our modern day Nettie and Celie. We really are.
Nettie and Celie. Okay, well.
Do you know who that is?
Though they're in the color purple.
They're the sisters.
And Celie was...
Whoopi.
Whoopi, okay. I like that one that came and sang.
Shug Avery.
You know who sang that? You know who sang her songs? Did the vocals for him?
No, who?
Tata Vega.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
She's hot. She had a disco song called Just Keep Thinking About Your Love, which I grew up dancing to. So I'm glad to see her get her due.
Well, beautiful. I say we get into the headlines, Bunny. What do you say?
I think we should. And we were talking about New Year's Eve, and everyone seems to now be talking about Anderson Cooper and Angie Cohen. I knew it was another A name. They hosted CNN's, you know, New Year's Eve shindig, and there was a lot of scandal, and it's all over the internet.
Oh, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, I don't exactly know why. I did watch all the clips that were you know, sent around in many articles that were offensive, or that said, oh, you know, he's drunk. And I'm like, so first of all, if you see a good looking man that's rich and drunk and you don't like it, so we're a different kind of faggot.
Okay, so who is a good looking man? I'm confused.
Andy Cohen is very good looking.
You think Andy Cohen is very good looking? Andy Cohen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he's very sexy and you know, dynamic. Joke? No, bitch. But you see, I've known Andy for 30 years. He's my neighbor. You know, full disclaimer, I am a friend of his, not like close bosom buddy, but neighbor. And I see him walking his dog and was very concerned when I learned that he had COVID, was very glad when he had a son. I don't love all the housewife stuff that Andy, you know, does. That's his brainchild. But, you know, who gives a shit whether I like it? I know he's a nice guy, but I thought he seemed charming on this. I mean, I thought he seemed really engaging. Like, who does? What, do you think that people are judging someone that has cocktails? Or he said he was overserved. You think they're judging a New Year's Eve cocktail haver? I don't.
So I'm just still a guy. And again, I'm not saying Andy Cohen is not a decent looking person, but to call Andy Cohen hot and very good looking, that's not where I put Andy Cohen. I put Andy Cohen as an average looking dude. I don't find him to be very hot. Okay. I don't find him to be very, he's very average. And my one interaction with Andy Cohen was when in 2015, I went on Watch What Happens Live.
Well, I have a real, if Monet, if you want to mention that, I have a real cute tale. So go ahead and finish your story and then mention that, because I have some inside info that no one has.
Interrupted by Jay. Yes. In 2015, I did Watch What Happens Live, and I was impersonating NeNe Leakes, and I did the whole thing. And after the show, taking pictures of NeNe and Kim Solciak, and then Kim was like, all right, girls, it was myself, Peppermint, and Chelsea Piers, someone else. She's like, what are you girls doing? I was like, oh, I have a show down at the Monster. She's like, all right, we're coming. And Andy Cohen looks over. He was like, we're not going there. It's too ghetto. And I was like, it's too ghetto. And he's like, yeah. And then he walked away. So that's my Andy Cohen's situation. So I don't stand it. Do I like Andy Cohen? Yeah, I like his shows. I don't stand Andy Cohen like you do. I'm not his number one fan.
I never said that he was sexy to me, but he's got that little one eye is a little bit smaller, and there's a lot of superstars like Diana Ross that have that, and it is uniquely appealing to different people. I've always thought he was very good looking. He's not sexy to me, but then I knew him when he was probably 30. So, you know, I don't know, but he's getting gray.
He's been great for so long, though.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen age. I mean, Andy that's Cohen a bad is thing. Currently. Oh my God, he's 53 years old.
Oh God, he's okay. Well, honey, do what I do when your hair turns gray. Get a damn wig, Andy. I'll turn you on, neighbor.
In the broadcast, if you haven't seen it, Andy Cohen he goes on this whole rant about Mayor de Blasio, and he seems very, very drunk. And then he made a comment later saying that he was overserved, and people are like, oh, so the bartenders are out here overserving hoes, making hoes drunk on air, responsible.
Yes. Well, I am interested in that and may have a little scoop for you, world, starting off 2022. So now, you know, I always like to pick apart how the media works. And I've already said I like Andy, we're neighbors, blah, 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 whether I watched The Real Housewives or not. I've been on that show, too. And, you know, you mentioned that he said that the Monster was too ghetto to go to. Well, at another time, he did come to the Monster with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really?
When I was DJing there. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he's that may not have been completely representative of what he always thinks. I mean, that actually sounds a little out of character
to me, but I don't know every side of him, you know, and I don't, you know, there's people out there, you know, claiming that he, you know, was wiping cocaine off of his nose. I mean, he seemed very effervescent, you know, I mean, but you know what? I mean, do what you do on New Year's Eve. I mean, but the part about being overserved, you don't always like to pick apart the media and not take things at face value. Okay, so about a month ago,
and by the way, he tweeted that he was overserved. He didn't say it on air. He tweeted. And Andy Cohen said, good morning. This was the day after. He said, good morning. I was a bit overserved last night. And to what Bunny's talking about with the drugs, Logan Hardcore, a New York City queen, said, you weren't overserved. You served yourself. You were pushing liquor on Anderson Cooper, and it was a mess. You have had cocaine wiped off your nose on national television. When will CNN pull the plug? Kathy Griffin was fired for far less, is what Logan Hardcore said.
Oh, God. I do find it fascinating to bring Kathy Griffin in here, but I didn't see the coke. I didn't hear about the coke. Nothing that I know about Andy says coke, but Logan is newly sober. And is sometimes very critical. So you can say you were pushing Anderson Cooper, but trust me, pushing liquor on Anderson Cooper, but I don't think it's unusual to push liquor at at New Year's Eve events.
Right.
So looking at this, what does everyone now know from the media? They know that Andy got drunk. They don't all agree that they liked what he said. And in fact, we haven't had a substantial discussion of what he said about serious things like sayonara sucker to Mayor de Blasio. Who is not popular, you know, and a lot of people are glad to see him leaving. And I say that as someone who endorsed him and voted for him.
Oh, wow.
So I would love to see people discussing why Andy thought he sucked and if there was any validity to it. Because if you're glad to see him, then say why so that you don't get that again in a politician and you look out for it, right? That's a substantive discussion. Just saying he slagged off de Blasio doesn't mean this or that. But now everyone knows that Andy got drunk. You may like it, you may not drink it. You may not like it, you may not drink it. But I DJed at a party for Andy's friend, Bruce, a very nice guy who has a show on Sirius Radio that has had me on. Andy is also on Sirius. I think they're old school friends. And it was a launch party for a tequila. Now, when in the clip that I saw that was in a major, you know, publication, it said, you know, would you like some vodka or whatever? It's Donata tequila. Well, what better boost? That's like an Oscar commercial for a liquor. So maybe Andy was pushing liquor. I mean, I think the show has producers, if it's that big, that would kind of jump in and say, don't overserve again, you know, or something, you know, or maybe they thought, I mean, listen, if it gives us something to talk about it, you said you didn't watch Andy and Anderson, and I didn't. And Lord knows, does Anderson need a bump? Not meaning cocaine, but in terms of enthusiasm, I thought
Anderson
Andy
Cooper needs?
Was. Yes, I didn't think Andy. I thought Andy seemed fun.
But that's good. Anderson Cooper often plays a straight guy. The straight character.
Exactly. Like
that's Anderson Cooper's chick. Anderson Cooper is not going to be falling over, being belligerent. Like he's normal. Anytime he does a broadcast, you know, he's always the straight laced one. And he's also with someone kooky. For example, if y'all don't know, Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin did the New Year's Eve thing for years until Kathy was fired. And then Andy Cohen, who's Anderson Cooper's best friend, has now taken over. But Anderson Cooper has always played the straight calm one.
And yes, with Kathy as well, he was a straight guy because he can be amusing. And honey,
he's a fucking Vanderbilt, bitch.
He's a Vanderbilt, exactly. you know, I think Andy or Kathy's job was to bring Andy out of the shell a bit and make it more lively. So whether it takes alcohol or cocaine, those aren't new in show business, folks. So I don't exactly know where that is coming from. But maybe he was trying to just push his friends, you know, vodka. Like I say, all we know now is that Andy was drunk. And so, but what really fascinates me is this is a friend of mine's Facebook comment, because when people can't, when celebrities involved, people can't think rationally because they often live through these celebrities. And it's not just their acts, but it's what about them, you know, we demand. Mm-hmm. And so Kathy Griffin is a touchstone for the left, some of who love her because she stood up to Trump with that picture, you know, beheading him. And then the ones on the right are saying, you shouldn't have done that to Trump. And I'm somewhere in the middle saying, well, there's a very old, hundreds of years old thing called treason that's around from before this country existed, where mm-hmm. you don't make threats to the head of a country or a king or whatever. So is that a threat to show a picture of Trump's severed head with a blade through it? No, it's not a physical threat, but even to wish it death on a leader is what treason is. And so that's why there are laws against treason. So you, if you do that, you know what the laws are, and you take what happened. I want to just read you part of my friend's comments.
And also on that same token, with the Kathy Griffin thing happened, you know, and did that image of Trump being of Kathy's beheading Trump, did that offend me? No, but I can see why you had to take the right precautions. For example, when everything happened with that congressperson that sent the anime of someone killing AOC, I'm like, if we're gonna be mad at that, we had to be mad at Kathy Griffin beheading Trump. Like, you had to weigh them the same.
And it's not an issue of whether you like Trump or whether you like Kathy Griffin. Yeah. It's an issue. You've got to think about the principle involved, which is if the law says don't do that, you don't do it. Now, you can secretly or publicly cheer on Kathy Griffin. But I think a lot of people like Kathy Griffin because she stood up to Trump. She's allied with the gay community. But I have to read you some of these comments from a Facebook friend. Okay. Wow. Kathy Griffin and Andy Cohen sure get treated differently when it comes to New Year's Eve missteps. Not cool. Okay, here's some of the comments. Andy was drunk and said some inappropriate things and gets invited back. When I watched that, I said, I bet Anderson Cooper wished he had Kathy back. Shocking, a woman being treated differently from than a man. So look, women are treated differently than men all the time. Let's not act like this has anything to do with sexism. Andy Cohen had some issue with Kathy Griffin where she ratted on him, said he did coke, said that he was treating her like shit after he tweeted something like a Mariah joke, he said, about like, I don't know her. But the fact is, CNN is putting on an entertainment program on New mm-hmm. Year's Eve. Has nothing to do with the news. You cannot be a legitimate news station, even if everybody on your staff hates Trump, if you are having someone who has committed something like treason. That's why Kathy got fired. It wasn't because she was, there was a public outcry when she did that, but mm-hmm. I know that CNN is very in line with Kathy's treatment and feelings about Trump, as are many, you know, mainstream Democrats. But that doesn't mean that you can do anything that you want when you can't even type, I wish Trump was done. I don't even want to say it in case they take a soundbite from me, but I guess Kathy had a tour and they
I watched her documentary. She had a whole documentary about how, like, what happened to her life after that, and it's crazy. Like, Kathy, she like really went through. She was on no fly list. Like, the CIA was like investigating her. It was like wild. She really went through it.
Right. Yes, she did. But you have to expect, if you do something that can be interpreted as treason, to have some snares with your passport when traveling. I mean, you could be branded a dangerous person.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't think she is. But what I thought was odd about the whole slicing the head thing is that that's not Kathy's brand. She's, you know, like celebrity gossip and you know, funny and goofy and plastic surgery and all that. But that looked like to me, it's like she wanted to say, oh, look, I hate Trump so much that I'll slice his head off. And so I find it. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I don't think it's not Kathy's particular brand of humor or satire or whatever you want to call it. But I think we were at a point in the country where every day was something that was so crazy and ridiculous that this guy was doing. And the sentiment for most of us who are aligned similarly was that he is a horrible person and we wish he was not here. So she just personified that with the beheading video and the beheading picture, and it just got crazy, girl.
I agree with that, and I also think that let's never make Trump's horribleness make us horrible.
Oh, so you're a fan of when they go low, we go high, that's you?
I am not a fan of showing that you're better than someone by having images that you cut their health. Actually, I'm a sick piece, so I would do whatever. But if you do it, that can be interpreted as that. And I don't have mainstream gigs like New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. I want to read you a couple more because, I mean, gays just go off whenever it's entertainment
the
stuff.
And
to me, I think it... So, more comments from Facebook. The Boomer Central website that I spend too much time on. The whole thing undermines Anderson Cooper's credibility, too. Cooper's credibility. This has been going on for years. The entire run-up to the event for years now consists about jokes about binge drinking. This year wasn't much different than any other Cooper Cohen year. I can't verify that, Monet, because I don't watch every year. But then it's like, he has no credibility. Then get this from Miss High and Mighty. I heard he was cut from his contract with CNN. He's trash and gives us classy gays a bad name.
Who's this?
This was my drag queen friend's post and her other friends commenting on it.
Oh.
But I'm like, okay, so did it give the gays a classy image when Kathy Griffin's joke was trying to suck Anderson's dick?
Because
that was on a loop. I think we got to realize that the media we will see what they want us to see, and Andy did go on. So we're using other big, like Howard Stern. This could be a way to publicize, now that we know Andy is going to be there next year, to publicize CNN's whole thing and make us more likely to tune in.
Yeah, I mean, now people are like, oh, there's so much chaos and messiness happens. I mean, I'm going to watch next year. So I think it's all good publicity for CNN. Now people are going to watch even more. People aren't going to be like, I'm not watching this anymore. I mean, maybe they would have before because they're two gay guys in middle America and right conservative people, et cetera, et cetera. But I think this is doing for them more good than bad. People are going to want to watch now.
Yeah, and you know, Andy, I know what Andy's politics are, and they're the same as Kathy Griffin's. He does not like Republicans or Trump. He is a New York City gay man. He is not as progressive as I am, but he wouldn't survive in his business if he did. So one time I went to Slovenia, where
really?
Melania is from, and I was out on a beach. This is 2 years ago. And
that's where you washed up on the shore?
that's where I was staying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a little hospital on the beach.
A hospital? Bitch, were you sick?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. But there was like this, fisherman's shack, like kind of dilapidated. And I made a video and said, that I posted to Instagram that said, oh, here's a beautiful Croatian sea. Here is a landmark in Slovenia, which is the home Melania Trump grew up in, or where she turned her first trick in. And Andy was like, We want more of this content because he doesn't love it as Kathy wouldn't when I go after centrist corporate Democrats. That's their cup of tea. So
well, let me get this right. You went to Slovenia so fishermen could play in your dilapidated tent.
That is correct. Until they, no, I actually, no, get this. See. They actually had me come out there to DJ and to speak on a panel at an advertising.
About Black Lives Matter.
No, I couldn't make the Black Lives Matter speech because I was busy at that, in that workshop for The Wiz. But I got to get one more comment on this, and I just love the gay gossipness of it. This is funny. This is from my friend Mitch. Queen has dirt on everybody, so she's staying put on whether or not Anderson, Andy Cohen.
Okay, got it.
And then someone else said, well, this is what I agree with, and this is from a comedian named Scott Nevins, who I never agree with hardly on politics. What did she do on New Year's Eve? She did something outside the show and got punished for it wrongfully. I also don't think anything did anything horrific. People always need to be up in arms over something. And I kind of agree with that. I mean, you know, it's like then another one chimes in and says he's got a lot of money, so he feels privileged, and with that comes behavior like he exhibited on New Year's Eve. No. You can be rich as hell, or you can be homeless, and you can be swigging on a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can be swigging on a bottle. You can be drunk. So it's like, I don't think that, I think they're putting so much out of it. Oh, here's another one. So we had to get the sex into it. Like, oh, Kathy Griffin was treated like shit because she's a woman. I don't think that's why she did. She got banned from her long-term gig because of that Trump thing when she cut his head off. So here's another guy, a DJ. I've been DJing for 19 years, snorting a little coke and sniffing poppers on the dance floor seemed to be what white gay men do. Of course, not all. I never judge because do whatever you want to your body. It's right up there with getting, quote, white girl. Oh, and then the quote cuts off. But it's like, you know, he's saying someone literally doing coke on live television in Times Square on New Year's Eve. You know, it's a club is not on TV. If a club was rated. So, I mean, these people are spinning so wildly whenever, you know, celebrities are involved. Especially if those celebrities have a certain political bent. So all of the right-wing leaning papers like New York Post, the Daily Mail, the Daily Sun, Fox News, they would want to hear that Andy was out of line because they don't like Democrats of any kind. Centrists, progressive, they don't like Democrats. They think the progressives are socialists. And so...
I mean, listen, long story short, Andy Cohen's going to be back next year. He's going to do his own thing. And no, ain't nobody losing sleep or time for this. Andy Cohen's living his best life, making a bajillion dollars a year on the 49 seasons of Housewives that happen annually. And Andy Cohen is just fine. Anderson Cooper is fine. You know who's not fine? Kathy Griffin, because she has, like, throat cancer. So let's keep Kathy in our prayers. How about that?
Okay, I can go for that.
Yeah.
I mean, on the last episode, you sounded like you had throat cancer, and this time I sound like I'm Miss Vanjie's grandpa.
Grandpa.
But so maybe we need to worry about our own.
Oh, own throats. I'm good, honey. I'm
and
good.
And Kathy's. Oh, wait, your throat? What? You got some good feedback?
Yeah, I've been lubricating my cords with some semen.
Wow, they must shoot a big load because your pores are huge.
I know. I said my vocal cords, not my pores, bitch.
Oh, so somebody lubricated them? Over the oh, well, you said you visited with Bob. Oh, dear.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
that'll be fucking
that. Oh, Bob's boyfriend? Oh.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
that would be Bob.
Cheating hoe.
Well, you know they're polyamorous. Bunny, could you ever be polyamorous?
What does that mean? fuck all kinds of shit. Fuck anybody.
No, fuck that's anybody. Having more than one partner, like you have, like you like having like two or three or four boyfriends, but like not just like people you're fucking, but like actual intimate relationships with them.
So no, not relationships, but I wanted to put a bug in people's ear about a fun guest we have on next week, Jim Colucci, who's going to join us to celebrate the life of actress Betty White.
Is he polyamorous?
No. But I want to tell you, look, this is what makes me bring that up. He's written a book about Golden Girls. After Betty White died, he was already on a cruise with cheesecake and caftan nights. You know, wow. She taking pictures on Facebook.
Okay. So this was fool he, knows. Did he book the cruise before she died, or as soon as she died, he's like, I'm going on a cruise.
Well, honey, what I told him is they've just canceled all these cruises. I said, well, I hope you don't join Betty on that cruise.
Right.
Because I'm not sure that that's the safest place to be, but I am entertaining.
Yeah, boats are getting like stuck in the ocean because they can't come back because they're like people are positive on the boats.
Well, you better learn how to swim, honey. You best be fish now. So. So the reason I brought that up is to give us a plug for next week because she was so wonderful in so many ways. But also because I have a polyamorous story where I was with more than two guys while I was with B. Arthur at an event at the Club USA in probably the 2000s with B. Arthur there. And I blew two Turkish cousins in the men's room. And so at one time, so that was, and it was both gorgeous, both absolutely gorgeous. And then I got up next to B and we were taking photos with paparazzi and whatnot. She's a huge, huge, huge star. She's not the sweetest. She wasn't the sweetest. Not Betty White, B. Arthur. She was telling me not to smile. She was like, this is serious. The animals, not smile. I was like, bitch, I just took two big international cocks out of my mouth. Honey, you...
Oh my
and
God.
I don't know whether they put cocaine on their foreskin or not, or whether they had foreskin, but it was some good eating. I said, I will be. But because now I'm in a fucking dry spell, honey. I have to go back and remember the times when I was young and beautiful. Okay, young.
Yeah, I was saying, that's all you had. You had young. I don't know about beautiful.
Well, their dicks were hard, so let me put it that way. If I'm beautiful enough to get their dicks hard, I'm beautiful enough.
You mean their dicks were hardly hard?
Well, no, B. Arthur's dick was very hard.
Like I heard it was a big 8-inch motherfucker too, big old.
But
B.
you
Arthur
know
dick.
The gays love the. I need to cringe. That's not a New Year's image that we should have brought up to the poor people trying to get through another COVID winter.
Oh my God. But now, when I get you, maybe I should set you up on like a blind date with someone.
I went on a blind date. He couldn't see me. No.
Oh my God. I hope he was deaf too, because that fucking voice is shrill, girl.
What do you mean?
Oh God.
Are you forgetting about the alluring sensation, Pepper? Pepper don't sound like pepper, honey. She sound like a coarsely ground.
She sounds like fucking Tapatio, girl.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's transphobic.
Your name should not be Pepper. Your name should be Tabasco.
Oh, that's okay. Your name. So,
imagine okay. Someone doing a phone sex operator. I'm like, what's your name? Tabasco. Yeah, that's not even sexy. That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, get all over my dick, Tabasco. Oh, wait. No, don't.
Lady Bunny, it seems we've talked about Anderson Cooper for 40 minutes. Maybe, since he's your friend, ask him to come on the podcast so he can let us know how much cocaine he actually did.
Okay, well, you know, if I can ask, you know, he did actually inquire about the podcast when he was at this party that I DJ'd for the launch of that Donata tequila.
So, did he really?
I got to say that Andy was dancing and doing some move with his hips. So, like I say, you know, I didn't say that Andy was my dream piece. I just said that a lot of people find Andy very sexy. And, you know, they may not be in your age group, but let's just say that, you know, you don't find him sexy. I don't find him sexy, but a lot of people find him sexy. And if y'all got something, if you don't like to see the sexy men carrying on and in a good mood and up for whatever, and maybe threw back a fucking cocktail or whatever, I mean, you know, I mean, that's...
I mean, listen. I don't say I have my finger on the temperature of who's the hottest, and I'm just saying for me, that's just not my speed. And Andy, yeah. But that doesn't mean that Andy Cohen is not hot to a lot of people. I think Anderson Cooper is hot.
He was a lot hotter when he started, but who wasn't? I don't want to be ageist because I'm old.
Because he's like a daddy. Anderson Cooper is like a daddy. Anderson Cooper looks like one of those people when you like when he's like coming, he's so quiet. I'm like, nigga, bitch, if you coming, I want to hear what I'm doing to you. He's like one of the people he coming. He's like, no, bitch, I want you to scream, girl. And he don't seem like a screamer. And that turns me off.
Well, honey, I'll tell you one thing. One time, me and a bunch of off-duty drag queens were coming from Cowgirl Hall of Fame, delicious Tex-Mex food in New York City, and we crossed him on the street, and he was alone, and he kind of cruised us. And
really?
I was like, mama van woman. I was like, not a complete cruise, but like a let me do a quick one. Like that might be why I'm on the street, is looking for somebody, because that was back before, you know, all that Grindr and stuff. When I could still walk. No, I'm just kidding. But so Anderson Cooper, as you mentioned earlier, is a Vanderbilt, so he's very well bred, and it sounds like his hole is also well bred, darling.
Oh, girl, you know that hole is pink and bleached and tight, girl.
Wait, are they supposed to be pink?
I mean, I don't know what white people got. I assume it's pink. Everything, every white people's genitals be pink.
How can you be on a podcast with me for a year and say that you don't know what a white asshole looks like?
I've never seen his asshole. For sure.
I find that really shocking that you have a white boyfriend. I mean, I find it more shocking that you have a boyfriend. But, I mean,
oh my God.
Did he not come to ring in the new year with you?
He did. Him, myself, Bob, and Jacob, we all brought it together.
Well, you didn't mention that, so it's almost like you were trying to exclude him, and I think we should try to be more inclusive on this podcast.
I think your edible has done you one good, because we fully talked about it for like a full 2 minutes at the beginning of the podcast. So one of us.
And you know what else? What else I think is funny? I know I'm kind of, you said you worked all New Year's Eve, and I know I worked a lot during Christmas shows and whatnot. New Year's Eve in Salt Lake City, blah, 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 blah. So, that you've worked every New Year's Eve before this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a time for performers to regroup a lot of the time because, you know, unless they live in somewhere very warm, January and February have typically been dry months for us, as well as, you know, January, February, event planners, florists, you know, they shot their wad at Christmas and New Year's and Halloween and Thanksgiving. So this is a typically somewhat slow, unless you're in Florida, for all that stuff. Performers, band members, wedding hairdressers, all that stuff. You know, we're the least essential workers that there are. But I wanted to tell you a story because it's a little something that happened to me today, and it was slightly interesting, or so I thought. So on social media, I posted about whether or not weed is legal here now for 8 months. Mm-hmm. I don't like Andrew Cuomo, but he did that before he resigned. So that's good. And so But I didn't see anywhere, like, so you're allowed to own it, but I didn't know where you could buy it. It's been legal for many months. Apparently, it's not going to be completely legal in stores like L.A. until 2023. No, that or like Colorado or Massachusetts, 2023. So, but this place I found called Empire on 8th Avenue, and there's another location somewhere. You can pay $50 and join and buy weed as much as you want. If you want to buy weed after that month, after you join, you pay another $50, and again, you can buy as much as you want.
Really? So,
yeah, I went there, and I've been there three times, and I think I like the vibe. I like the people that work there. And so I went there and got what I wanted today, and they said, we don't take credit card. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'll run home and get, you know, cash or debit card. Because they said, because it's not fully legal yet. So the, see, what it is the, it's like with the OnlyFans. Remember when they were going to outlaw that? Yeah. The credit cards were saying they didn't want to process smut. And now the credit cards are saying something like, so let's be aware of how, they don't want to process weed sales. So let's be aware of how conservative the values of credit companies are. And so when I came back with my debit card, they said, you know, can we have your ID and your vaccine card? Well, honey, I didn't bring my phone. It's three blocks from my house. I said, well, you didn't ask for a vaccine card either the other times that I got, came here. And then the guy kind of like waved him in. Girl, then I get in there and, you know, get my stuff. They're all very nice. But two employees have the mask hanging off of their nose. So, babe, if you want a safe environment, and you've got guidelines like all employees wear a mask or all people that come in there have a vaccine, your regulations got to make sense.
Yes.
You know, because if you're trying to make it a less COVID spreading environment by saying that people have to get vaccines to get in there, okay, I got mine. I'll go get my phone if you need to. But also, you need somebody on board. Why did they say wear masks? Because you need to wear them right over your nose. Do I like wearing them? No. Am I sick of COVID? Yes. But that, if we can use all the tools from the vaccines to the hand washing to the better quality mask, which the newspapers are starting to come out and say, I would love to do a segment on this, that better quality masks are needed, especially now because Delta and now even more so Omicron are way more contagious. So I would love to do a segment on that and just kind of bring people up speed because the info is just all over the place and people are rioting in different parts of Europe because they object to different lockdowns. I spoke to my friend in Amsterdam. They've been, they're locked down through mid-January and they are getting paid, which is the way to, that's what progressives want. They say, yeah, we want to be safe. Lock us down, but you got to pay us because if we're not at work, how do we pay the rent or the mortgage? We don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I hope that we can have some clarity in these rules. And I would, that's another thing we want to say. This is our first show. We want to say we'd love to hear from you to see what you want to hear about. We got all kinds of things cooking. Abortion.
If you want to reach out to us, you can always go to Apple Podcasts or now Spotify. You can rate and leave comments on Spotify now too. And you can write a review there and also leave a comment and we'll see what your thoughts are about what you want to hear us talk about. And with this new year, we're open. We're open to suggestions.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be something we all like.
This has been another exciting. This has been another hour of talking to Lady Bunny. And I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
You're singing again. Oh, you're singing to me.
And
I recognize your singing voice anywhere. I would recognize that sweet voice.
Yeah, I wouldn't recognize yours. I don't listen to your fucking music. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Robbins Audio. A podcast network.